Right now, we are going to open the very little mouse door on the baseboard here in the studio. You know, we have kind of a pet, an official mascot here at America's favorite radio station, the Ticket Mouse. And so we are going to open the door and let him jump up here on the...
Come on in there, Ticket Mouse.
Ticket Mouse.
It's going to take a while for him to get up on
the chair here. Talk to us. Hi, Ticket Mouse. How are you?
Hi, Craig. How are you?
Great. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being here. We haven't seen you in a little while.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been around.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people thought I had retired.
Retired?
Retired from Ticket Mousing. To be fair, let's just say that I would imagine that those were the terms it was being talked about by just about everybody up here.
All right.
I don't remember that, but... Well, I'm glad you haven't retired from whatever it is you do.
Thank you, George. No, I'm still up here and still having fun.
Well,
good. Hey, I heard you guys talking on the air. Mm-hmm. About Scooter, the world's oldest cat.
Oh, yeah. 30-year-old cat.
That son of a bitch tried to kill me once. He came after me at a mouse night out in Mansfield.
A mouse night out. Okay.
And we wrestled, and he was like, he's strong. That's a strong MF. And we were wrestling around, and I finally had to pull out my knife and shiv him.
I've never heard of a mouse doing that.
Where do you have room to carry a knife?
I have like a mouse pad with a pocket in it. You know, that's what girl mouses wear, mouse pads. Did you guys know that I'm certified by Guinness as the world's oldest mouse?
How old are you?
7. That's triple the lifespan. We die.
Well, hopefully you've got many more years ahead of you.
I did. Thank you, Craig. I do, too. But I think it has to do with up at the Ticket. I never eat any bad food.
Oh, you don't?
No, I never eat any food that's gone bad. Nor meats at all. He'll eat anything that's spoiled.
Yeah, he will.
I've seen Norm eat stuff that would kill a bison. I swear, George, I once saw him eat a tuna fish that had been laying out in the sun for like 2 weeks. He picked it up off the sidewalk, ate it, farted, and walked away.
That sounds like Norm.
Oh, God. How is he still alive? Oh, gosh. Maybe he'll die soon. I don't know.
Let's hope
don't
not.
Say that.
Hey, y'all going to Game 7 tonight?
Yeah,
yes, we are.
I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there?
I'm going to be in his house.
Where do you sit at a Stars game?
I watch from a hole in the ice that I made. I kind of chewed through the ice with my little mouse teeth. Just kind of... And so I watch from right there at center ice.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, I got better seats than Daryl Johnston. And I didn't have to pay jack squat for it. Of course, I got to watch out for those skates.
Yeah, that sounds dangerous.
Woo-wee. I tell you, one time I popped my head up. And Jamie Benn skated right over me and gave me a reverse mohawk. All my mouse buddies thought I lost a bet. You know, because like Corby and stuff.
Right, yeah, you lost that Maverick bet. Yeah.
We got it.
Get reset, Craig.
We're visiting with the Ticket Mouse here on America's favorite radio station.
Thank you.
So what else are you up to?
Well, I'm going to be a father.
Wow.
Oh, congratulations.
For the 300th time.
You have 300 kids?
Oh, yeah. I'm always mouse humping girl mouses. This whole zip code is filled with my kids.
Well,
yeah, I'm the alpha male around here. 75219, represent.
Oh man, you're funny.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're funny. You just tell us jokes and we laugh, and it's just, I don't know, you're funny.
What do you mean funny? Like, clown? Like, I'm just here to amuse you? I don't understand. What do you mean funny? What's so funny? Well, what's so funny about
me? The way you talk, it's just, you know. Just,
no, I don't understand. You know. I don't know. Mm. You know.
Mm. No,
what's so funny about me?
Well, I mean, your voice and your just the way you laugh at things, it's funny.
I'm screwed with you. No!
Well, I thought he was really mad.
Yeah.
I thought
that was a gun he had. Oh, it's a toy gun.
Hey, Ticket Mouse, you know, it's so good to see you, and I know
Okay, I'm going to leave.
I know you're a big hockey fan. I got you a present.
No, thanks,
yeah,
Craig.
I got you the Encyclopedia of Hockey. It is 900 pages. It's got every stat and every roster.
Throw it over to him.
It's really great. Here you go. Catch.
Oh, no.
Did you catch it or did you? Oh, what?
Yeah, he caught it.
Well, now he seems to be crushed under the weight of the Hockey Encyclopedia. Take him out.
Crush my lower extremities.
I'm so sorry. I thought you could handle that.
That's a long way from your heart. I think you're okay.
I think it's my liver and spleen.
He's got it narrowed down.
I can feel the internal bleeding.
Oh, God.
Can we do anything for you?
My spine has been severed.
Oh, no.
You want mouth-to-mouse resuscitation?
What?
I didn't even stop the music.
Can we get you a veterinarian?
You can get me a priest.
Oh, no.
Last rites?
Is there a mouse priest anywhere? Anywhere close?
Thank goodness before I met my end, I ate all the crumbs at the ticket. So I can declare that this house is clean.
Oh, my God. I think he's gone.
Way to go, Craig. Way to go. The funny Ticket Mouse.
Let us
down and out.
Let us bow our heads and observe a moment of silence.
Paul in wait. See ya.
All right,
okay.
See ya.
Glad you're better.
Ticket Mouse. Look forward tonight at Game 7.